Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
We're on this little theme of speakers here, and we're headed to Canada in the next day, actually. And what's interesting is some of the hotels that we're staying at in Canada, we're going to do some great traveling here. Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Quebec, taking the family. It's going to be fantastic. But here's what's interesting. Certain hotels have already reached out to us. And it didn't take much work. I mean, it's literally an auto email, you can tell. But what they did is the subject line says, Mr. Oberbrunner. Nobody calls me Mr. Oberbrunner. But it says, you know, let us help you prepare for your trip. And it's this email, which is fantastic. The email talks about all the different benefits at the hotel, the different amenities, the different opportunities that are going to be in front of us. And this is, for some of them, a week before we even show up. In fact, exactly a week. And what that does, because we're staying at several different hotels as we're traveling, what that does is it sets up expectations. It sets them apart. In other words, other hotels are just like, hey, whatever, you know, and you don't even get contact until you show up. But other ones have essentially rolled out the red carpet. They've paved the way for our visit. And listen, if you're a speaker, you can absolutely have that same leverage, that same opportunity to set yourself up as an outlier. Look, I hang out with some very talented people, and some of these people are professional speakers where that's all they do. They don't do coaching, they don't do writing. They just speak. And other of my friends, I mean, they're speaker trainers, right? But every one of these people will share with you that they get booked over and over and over again at the same places because of certain little tactics, like connecting with your audience before you even show up. This is what we try to do all the time. When we have a Igniting Souls conference, and by the way, I hope to see you there, IgnitingSoulsConference.com, literally almost out of tickets already. But we connect with our people way before they step into the room, right? When I go speak somewhere, I try to get the emails of the people that I'm going to speak at, or at least the event planner. And what I'll do, little roundabout here, what I'll do is I'll start connecting with them. I'll start the relationship before I even step in the room. And what that does is, number one, it sets you out as an outlier. But number two, it starts the relationship. They don't have to start the relationship when they're in the room with you for the first time. It started prior to that. In fact, we do virtual events all the time called webinars. Maybe you've been on one of our webinars, but we start those pre-emails 4 days before, and then 3 days, and then 2 days, and then 1 day, because it starts the relationship with the person before they even meet me. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're not doing that, you're leaving influence, impact, and income on the table. It is your job as a presenter. It is your job as a speaker, as a webinar host, whatever, to set expectations ahead of time, to start the relationship before the event even happens. And when you do, you will have a much, much better experience. Look, before the internet was even huge, I used to do this when I spoke physically at places. I would try to show up half hour before, and literally, it sounds weird, but I would literally go around the room and I would meet people and shake their hands. And many times they would be sitting in seats, and I would go up to them and just be, you know, my goofy self back then, you know, introvert, but, you know, probably in my mid-20s, and I would go around and I would shake hands. I would say, hey, thanks for being here today. I'm super excited to share with you. Tell me about yourself. What's your name? You know, where are you from? And this type of thing. And what that would do, I'm telling you, what it would do is when I would be speaking from the stage, I would look out and those would be the people that would be smiling, and those would be the people that I would feel more comfortable with. And I believe that they were more engaged than all the other people. Because all the other people, like, who's this bald guy, right? But the ones that I had gone up to before and invested in, just casually, just a couple seconds, really, those were the people that I could tell were highly engaged because we had already built a relationship, even if it was a micro relationship. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Listen, tag somebody who needs to know this little tip, this little trick about being a effective speaker and about starting the relationship before the speech. In fact, that's what we're going to call this: how to start the relationship before the speech. Talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.